Shir Tzadikei and Sukkah Yud Beis Sivan Heitov Shemem Aleph, June 14, 1981,
on Sunday. So he says that we can apply the Chag HaSukkot Tazlich on my Gzuro even without the case of Gozu Esuko HaSuyo Bresha Asmino, because Midraise, so the Posik can be visualized in connection with the Draise before the Chachamim were Misakim that Akonis Hashom were Misakim Akonis Hashom. So he said, so in other words, he's Masikan Rashi on two scores. First of all, he says we don't have to apply, to visualize the Raisa, that in connection with Gozun Suko Hasuyo Vishasino, which is an unusual situation. That's an unusual situation in Suko that was built, Berisha Golo Berishasino. I mean, when you see such sukkahs, so usually sukkah is built on the Karka. Or there is another case where it can be visualized, where he got a plumber. And then he built the sukkah. So true, there is the Kodesh Chachamim. But the Raisek can be visualized in connection with the time before the Chachamim or Misakeh. And even after the Chachamim or Misakeh, it can be visualized in connection with the Sukkah HaGzulo HaBnui Al Gabi Karki. So this is what they say. They appear with the Rabbonon, even after the Chachamim. First of all, we can visualize the Xeris HaKosov or HaKasukis Tassel of Holy Mayim Zulo before the Chachamim or Misake. And then, even after the Chachamim or Misake, we can also visualize in connection with the Sukkah HaBnui Al Gabi Karka. In that specific situation, Kein Yehubein, Vafim with Rabbonon, Bilo Yeglo Usimo Yikalu Mekor, Kein Yehubein Shebono Sukkah Bechatzim Shal Shime Midaite, ובושינג מתוק אפסרובי ויציאי מסוכוסי ואינו ראותי רשורו כי תלויקאים לברשות של רובי ולוידם ילויקרקע תלחס מסבי ממדס ולויקחי קרקע מצלס. Now, I'm doing a discussion in the Teretz, a discussion we already discussed, so we don't have to discuss it again. But right now I just want to mention the Hagoy of the Bach. So the Bach makes a collection here. He says the Gil Saint Tesis is Kevirubin Shebono Suko Bahatsibi Shoshime Midait. So the Bach comes and he says, Bahatsibi Shoshime Shaloi Midait. Now, it wasn't the Bach's finish. Actually, the Agoy Soshta mentions the same thing as Tesis, but whereas Tesis mentions in connection with Rubin Shebono Suko Bahatsibi Shoshime Midait, so he spells out Midait. He spells out Midaite. Now, Teisa certainly doesn't mean Davke Midaite. So when Teisa says Medaite means if medaite. But needless to mention, shalom medaite, then of course, tesis would apply that deed of sukkah psula that is psula. But the Bach makes a connection, and he says, Kibriuni shebono sukkah bachatzili shalshin and shalom medaite. Dafke shalom medaite. So in other words, according to the DLC cases, it means if midaiti. Needless to mention, shalom midaiti. The Bach makes a correction, he says, no, dafke shalom midaiti. But midaiti, we still would apply the aloha of kagen in zealous, and the melee, the sukkah will be shared. When the Bach did that he got from the goyisos. Now the second page, that's on the second page, the Rosh, paragraph tez Zion, so that way is Rosh. So he said as follows, Uchigein Shegozol, the second page, not in the third page, Uchigein Shegozol Sukwa Asuya Bonesha Yuba Nebonesha Sino, Shein Mechaberes Mekarach, Shein Ozin Gizelis, Vein Olof Bahaz Adonim, אבל כמו שהיא בנייה, ואין כאן את הכל הסשורים, שאני תורח את הישראל, ובאין זה לא יציאס. אם תעצו לו, אבל כל זה לא יציא מסיך הרבה, אין לו ילד מרצי נובד, ואין זה לא יפסולו ולא ישולו, וכל הבישים להשם, ובישים מה יצא, בואי בישים את הכל הסשורים, אין לו ניסת בניון, אלו יער זה דום, וכן עתיק אל הסחבים את החזוק, והוציאה עם מסיקוסי, הבודה בקרקע של מיצר שם, ויהי ציבו עם חיבוסי, בקרקע עם מגזלס, והבה לעיסוקו שלו, וקשיר עומר אבו, ורובי שבונו בחצי ראשון שימן, שלא עם מדי כאי, מה לא ראית? אבו גרסים דייסס איז מדי כאי, so that means it מדי כאי, so that was so she says, שלא עם מדי כאי, ורובי שבונו בחצי ראשון שימן, שלא עם מדי כאי, ובו שימן, תוקע פסרובן, והייצי מסוכוסי, נספסולו, ואינולאו, תירה שאולו, כיבו דוריקיימן, ישו שאולו, והמסך למשו שרד, ומשאו בדרך, for the same reason, because God can be done. So, the Abulisosh emphasizes, שלום מדעת, the implication means that if it's מדעת, then this, he would be הייצי, מתרסו. So then we would apply the aloha of kaken mitzvot. Now how did we understand? How did we answer Rabbi Gevelia's kashe against this? Rabbi Gevelia has a kashe. Rabbi Gevelia has a kashe. Midaite, or shalom midaite. But kaken mitzvot, so there is a special sakos. And why does Teisha say that in the case where Rube was born of a chatzim and shalshime, shaloi, שלוי מדייטי, או מדייטי, ובו שימה, in the volume of the carcass upon which the sukkah was built, and he himself is the gazer. The volume of the carcass is the gazer. So in that case, Peter says, we cannot say carcass with us. Because the whole business why we say carcass with us is because kol yechad yisa b'shus l'mor yisa. That is only shayach if the sukkah is built on the premises of the nitzel. So, it's not shayach to the gazer, gazer. How did he gazle it? It's still in the reshus of the mitzvah. He just pushed out the owner. But the sukkah itself, he didn't gazle because it's in the same reshus. Mashen came, if the sukkah was built originally on the premises of the gazle, so then when the gazle pushes out the owner from his own premises, so then we cannot say, because the sukkah was built at the very outset, Yoshua of the God. So we gave it that. So our discussion is, if the aloha of Kalkin Mitzeles would be just a matter of its years, because the action is his own kino, then takes this law, it would make sense. But we see that we apply it to our body also, even though by our body, it's absolutism came. So it's especially the Sakosu that Kako is a move from Zele. So even in the case where it is the Shuse of the Gazler, not which is a Mixel, but it's not, it shouldn't be different than our body, there is a Maisik Zele removal from the possession of the violent UTS. And still we say, Enon Zeles. So this kind of culture could not be better than our body. So then, so easy to this kind of target could not be better than Avodin. But Raived himself distinguishes in respect to Avodin between Yushench and between Yush and Goslo Avodin, Vishotondo, Goslo Avodin remains. So Yush is Kainer, but Goslo Avodin remains, so Yush is Kainer by Avodin. But Goslo Avodin remains, Goslo Avodin remains, so then Goslo Avodin is not Kainer, but Goslo Avodin remains, so he is Kainer. So the Chaim explains it, because there are two Mechaimim Xeret. One is Maisek Xeret, without Kionic Xeret, and one is Kionic Xeret. So, in other words, so two separate Mechaimim. So, Kaakoi Xeret is always. So, there is no Maisek Xeret in Tzias. But then, the Blazer says, Kaakoi Xeret is always, but there is no Maisek Xeret. The answer is, according to the Blazer, who doesn't dash from the cloud? So, Mele, there is no Xerasakosu that Kakoi is a movement of the King in Zele. So, through Mice in Zele, we cannot visualize. But King in Zele, we can visualize. He makes a King Hazoke. He pushes on the binding, and then he makes a King Hazoke, or even he doesn't push away the binding. He just makes a King Hazoke with the intention of being Kainer. So, Mele, so according to the Blazer, he acquires King in Zele. But Hachomi say no. Kakoi is a Mufka of Zele. So Avodim are also Mufka of the King Zele. But by Kakoi is the Mufka of King Zele and Maisek Zele, we cannot visualize. But by Avodim, even though they are Mufka of King Zele, but Maisek Zele can be realized. So the Mele, this kind of kings, where Udei was Udei Suke the Hatzime Shoshime, Midaiti, or Shalom Midaiti, Ubo Shime, the Gazlan, we talk at this Udei. So Mele, Kionic Zele, Shimen does not acquire because it's Mufke. But Maisek Zele can be realized here. Because in the ordinary situation, it cannot be realized because Holy Hadith wishes the Mori is it. But here, the Mori is the Gazlet. The Mori is the Gazlet. Alright, so that is the Teretz HaLagriya Skash. But now we have to understand. What is the machlekes between Tesis and Tagoi Soshim? Now, the Bach, she makes a correction in Tesis so that it will harmonize with the text of Tagoi Soshim. But the way it appears in Tesis is Chilik and Tagoi Soshim. Now, why was Tagoi Soshim? So in other words, the machlekes between Tesis and Tagoi Soshim is only in regard to the case of who they should or super Hatsim Shoshim and Midaiti. But Midaiti Shoshim. But in the case of Shaloi Midaiti Shoshim, then everybody will agree. Tesis will also agree that way Shoshim. But Tesis Shitay is in Midaiti Shoshim. That way Shoshim Shitay is not. Only if who they should or super Hatsim Shoshim, Shaloi Midaiti Shoshim. Shaloi Midaiti Shoshim. So that means the Suke is built, the edifice, the building. Is built on whose reshus? If it's a lady like this of Shime. So it's built on the reshus of Shime. Because women had no right at the very outset to build this suke. So where is the suke? Whose reshus? It's in the reshus of Shime. It's in the reshus of Shime. And then, but the suke itself, the binyan, the character belongs to Shime. But the binyan belongs to the woman. It's his lumber, he built it everything. It's his binyan, it's his edifice. But the culture upon which the suke stands is the Shusei of Shimon. Then Shimon ousted the woman, the owner of the edifice. So Mele, and Shimon, when he ousted the owner of the edifice, he had Kavone to acquire title in the edifice itself too. Not just in the culture. In the culture, he didn't have to acquire. The title is vested in him. Title to the culture is vested in him all the time. And it was Shalom Roshus. But by pushing out, by ousting, ejecting, Rubei, so Shimon thereby was gazing in the edifice. Not only the Kalki. The Kalki belongs to him. Legitimately belongs to him. But he was gazing in the edifice, the binyan, the binyan asuki. So, Mele, So Mimele, she then said, so then, so Isa says, let's say Mimele Shalom Midan Shal Shimei. So here we cannot say Kaki and tell us there is no Baisik Zehra. Here there is a Baisik Zehra. Because the only reason is why by Kaki we cannot visualize Baisik Zehra because Holy Little Piece is Bishus and Mori Isa. But here, the other piece is Bishus and the Dazzler. So Mimele, he becomes a Dazzler. And the other piece, because he's Bishus and the Dazzler. Oh, so that is only a contradictory sorcery in the case of Rubin Shabonis Hatzel Shoshim Shalom Dan Shoshim. But in the case of Rubin Shabon, Suko, the Hatzel Shoshim and Midai Shoshim, so the Kalke becomes show, Kondu to Rubin, to build a Suke Amit. So the Mele, so the contradictory sorcery. Here again we say, because since the Kalke is show for the duration of the Sukkot days, the 7 days, the 8 days, so Mele, whose Bishus is the Sukkot? It's Aruvi's Bishus, because she didn't give him Bishus. So sure, suppose Shimon would rent out the Kalke to Aruvi, to build the Sukkot. And then we would say, the Sukkot is good. And who is the shoes? What difference does it make whether he makes it out or is mashi? It doesn't make any difference. So, the story of that we so appears to be a very sound story. So, one of the states is saying, even Midaite, but Midaite, so the Kalki showed to him. So Mimele, the Sukkot that Rubin built, he built an Iskak, an Isrishus, it is show. Just as if Rubin had rented the Kalke from Shimon. So the answer is, according to Israel, even in the case where Rubin rented the Kalke from Shimon to build the Sukkot, and then Shimon would oust Rubin, even in that case, Tesis would say that he's not becoming the Sukkot. But we have to understand why. It seems that the smaller is a smaller pshuto like Dagoi Soshre, not like Tesis. Now, the Amor doesn't mention Shalom Yudanke. So the Mokavom says that the Amor apparently passes like Tesis, and here the Gil say, not the way the Bach corrects it, changes it, but the end deals with the way it appears in our memory, and that's the way it appeared in all the story of Shom, the Mamabon himself mentions. So the way the Ramor passed it like Jesus, not like that one social, even though the same Ramor, so in the documentation, he quotes the Russian of that way social. But in that way, San Shokanoch, he doesn't quote the Russian of that way social. But you have to understand, it takes a shikah. In case of Rubin Shebono Sukkot B'chatzil Shel Shimon Midaite, so the Kalke of Shimon is shown to Rubin. So then the Sukkot is built on it. So obviously, even in the case where Rubin invented the Kalke of Shimon and then built the Sukkot, and then Shimon ousted to Rubin, even in that case, Tesis would say that Kalke is themselves. So what is it? Actually, the smaller pshuto appears to be like that way social, not like cases. But what's the smaller cases? I think that it has to do with the machlokes. There is a machlokes between Imbomitzi and Perikashia. There is a machlokes between Rashi and Rama. So now there is a locher of Chatzir, Shalot, and King, and Shalom. Now, suppose Rubin rents out his chotzakishim. He rents it out or his mashal, it doesn't make any difference. The same thing. Spirits and child, the same thing. So suppose Rubin rents out his chotzakishim for a year, and then a mitzir fell into the chotzak. Who is king? Rubin, the one who has the king of Aru, or Shimon, the one who has the king of him? So there is a machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi in the Mitzvah, I think, is back to power. So Rashi says that the shevi of the simchaya is the one who is shevi of the because chatzir shalom shevi of dalke. What does chotzer mean? Chotzer means issues. What does it mean? Chotzer. Chatzir and shiyom is makom. So Rashi says because yad is issues, so chotzer is issues because yad itself means issues. By nikach miyode. So it means no issues. No issues. So according to Rashi, so if Ruben went out the chotzer to Shimon, then there is mitzia. So Shimon is gay because it's Shimon's issues. Because Shimon has the king of Israel, the Tashmish. Ruben has the king of Abu. So what the Rambam Shita is that in regard to the king of chotzer, so if Ruben has the king of Abu and Shimon has the king of Israel, so whose chotzer is it? Whose issues is it? It's the reshus of the one who has the key and a good, not the one who ends the key and pairs. So melee, that's the swarm of cases. That's the swarm of cases. Takoy is such a country, he agrees in the Shitel Rashi, that when Ruben went out of the Chotz of the Shimen, and then there is a Mitzia that falls into the Chotz area, so Shimen is Kenan Mitzia, not Ruben. Why? Because Hatzir Shalom Kim Shalom Daite, what does Hatzir mean? The Rishus of the person. So since Shimon has for the time being, he has the Jim Peres in it, so the Melee, it's his Rishus. But the Rambam Shita is that it's the Rishus of the one who has the key and Abu. Not the one. So the Melee here too. Here we say, why is Kalkin in his arrest? It's not even the reason to be reminded. A key is even the reason because it's not possible. That Kalkin's move killed the king's in it, without any swords. But why isn't there even revising it? Because he actually says it came off. Because Chol Yechadi said that she said the more is it. Now, in the case where Ruben built a suke on the Chachotzer of Shimon, Shalimidah Shimon, so then we say, Chol Yechadi said that she said the more is it. So, but the more is the Rishus, the suke stands and the Rishus of Shimon. But in the case where Ruben built and the Kalk of Shimon, we died the Shimon. So the Kalk was shown to Ruben. Was shown to Ruben. So that was Oshra says, then if Shimon ousts it, so again we say Kalk in Israel. Not only that it's there is no king, there is no king reminds him there, because for the Echad is the Shusim Lohi, he said, and according to Agoy Soshre, since the car came short to Ruben, so in whose Rishus is the Sukestani, not in Shimon's Rishus, who has the king Agu, who has title in it, but it's in Ruben's Rishus. So the Mele, it's not Zulo, Hashim, Kain takes this account, he agrees with the Shit of the Rambam, that where Ruben went out the chotzer to Shimon, and then there is a mitzvah, so Shimon is the one, and so Ruben is the one who is Canaan. Even though Shimon has the king Peres, the Tashmishim for the time being, but since title is vested in Ruben, so it's considered, Hatzir Shimon, Kim Zayt means the Rishus, so it's considered to be the Rishus of the one where the king Abu, not the Rishus of the one where the king Peres. So maybe here too, we cannot say because since the Gazner had the king Abu in the Kalke, so the suke is built in the Rishus of the Gazner. So maybe I said say it's real.
When we learned about the squatter's rights, where a man will be out of town, I think, for 3 years. So maybe Lo Medato, Reuven came on Shimon's property, he was out of town. It doesn't matter. Because Shalom Medato, he's out of town. So he's Koneh. Reuven could be Koneh because it's squatter's rights, and it's not. It's Shalom Medato.
It's based upon Hayek. In other words, if Reuven has a field, and then Shimon had the first possession for 3 years.
Yes,
and then Ruben, one second, Ruben comes to Bezdin and he claims the son. And then Shimon says, you sold it to me. Where's the Shtar? I was the Shtar. And we say, since it's already.
3 years.
One second. He produces witnesses who testify that he did have possession for 3 years, and for 3 years he didn't contest it, he didn't protest. So that, and he is saying, and Jimmy is saying, that it was all to him. So then we say, his title is true, but not because he acquires title in somebody's field, because we say his title is Ellis. But if it's not Ellis, so then it doesn't belong to him, it belongs to the owner. What is it? I'm not saying that it necessarily follows that if we accept the Shitas HaRambam, we got a Chotzer, so then we have to see like Tesis. But if we accept the Shitas HaRambam, then we can understand Tesis. I'm not saying that it necessarily follows, but if we accept, you see, here, because there is one common concept, namely, in whose Bishus is the Sukkestet. So according to Rashi, Ibn Mitzia and Pirkasheel, that the Seichel, the Sheel, is the one who is killing Mitzia. Why? Because Chatzir Shlomo Kishon Midaite, what is Chatzir in the Jews? That means, even though Ruben is the one who has title in the Karke, but it's not, the Mitzia is not in the Rishus of Ruben. The Mitzia is in the Rishus of Shim. We see our Shim. So then we couldn't understand cases like this. We couldn't understand this one. But according to the Rambam, that when Ruben went out for his mashia, the Karke to Shimon, and then there is a Mitzia, so Ruben acquires it, because Chatzir Shlomo Kino Mishimon Dante, but what does Chatzir mean? The Rishus of the person. But here, how is it considered the Rishus of Ruben when Shimon has the key and Perez? So apparently, according to the Rambam, the one who has the key in Agufinet, it is his issues. Not the one who has the key and payers in it. It is his issues. But the one who has the key and the so maybe here too. Just as the Rambam says, that it's considered to be the issues of the one who has the key and so here too, since Korechad is the issues of the Rambam is it, so whose issues is it? Who is the issues of the Rambam? Whether it's the issues of Shimon, who has the key and payers, or it's the issues in the Rishus, I'm sorry, of Kupe, who has the key of parents, or it's in the Rishus of Shile, who has the key of group. So according to the Rambam, we can understand this Shile. That here, Kovei Chadis and Rishus and Morin say, since the edifice, the billion, the Suke, is standing on the Rishus of Shile, who has the key of group, according to Rashi and Mokutsiye, we couldn't say it's in the Rishus of Shile. Because it's not his issues, but according to the Rambam, we can understand these issues. Alright. So there's an old lady. She came before Rav Nachman. Omrelei Rishgamuse, Bikula Rabonam de Rishgamuse, Bisuke Bzura Havayas. What does it mean? I mean, it's not Chas V'Sholem that the Rish Galuse and all the Rabbonim, that they gazel the longer. But it means one of the servants of the Rish Galuse was not such a nice person. So he gazeled the longer, and the Rish Galuse didn't know about it. And certainly the Rabbonim didn't know about it. But what she said, it's her own where it was built. So, Tzadkel Lashuva Rav Nachman, Omalei. So she said to Rav Nachman, didn't pay any attention to her protest. Omalei, it said, Havel Abuye, Klat Meo Vitamne. Klat Meo Vitamne Sore. Vitamne Sore. So, according to Rashi, it means Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu is really amazing. So Roshlin also, Ushlin Shneis, my words, he is the descendant of Avraham Avinu. And Tzafre Kamayach, Virui Ashkichabo, Omro, Omro, Rav Nachman, Paisi Igor, Veimor Lebeitzi Lovat, In other words, she cannot, she's not entitled to get back deity. In other words, there's Hakonis Movich, Hakonis Hashem. So of course, the Rishimuse will have to pay her for the longer that one of the servants, or one of his servants, gazled by her. But insofar as this suki is concerned, so they acquire title. Acquire title. Now, they know that made Tzimuvah because of Takanis Hashem. Now, we said in Rashi, we said the two pshat. According to one pshat in Rashi, the second version of Rashi is in the comes with Rashi Shikim when we see it in Kazok, that the Jinn and the Rabbonon is not affected with the eyes. And according to the first, and he's not affected with the eyes. And according to the Abaloshi, so it is affected with the eyes. Now, isn't it the Gemara Mefarashes here? Here the Gemara says that the Suke is a Suke Ksheo. The Suke is a Suke Ksheo because, in other words, he's Yaitan is a Suke because of Hakonis Hashem. But according to Rashi Shite, according to Rashi Shite in the Mitzia, that the Gin and the Rabbonon is not affected with the Baitzeh. So in Meile, it's much alone. The answer is, that's no Kashi. Because the two Mishinis in Rashi had reference to Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer Shite is that not only Suke Zuma is Psula, even Suke Shula is Psula. So in Meile, there was no Moshe in Rashi, that on the basis of Takanis Hashem, so in Meile, he doesn't have title that in the answer, he doesn't have title in the Rabbonon. And the whole Aloha effect of that's the sheet of Rashi in the Mitzin Azot. He's only, it's not guessed, but it's not his in the eyes. In other words, Rashi Shikim is that if Ruben sold 100 bags of flour to Shimon, and Shimon didn't take possession, it wasn't mentioned, the bags of flour. He just paid, let's say, $1,000 for the bags of flour, and it remained in the shoes of Ruben. So Rashi Shikim is that if Shimon will be the Kamish and Isha with those bags of flour, she will be Kadesh, you know what I say? And if Ruben will be the Kamish and Isha, he will not be Kadesh, even though Takonis Chachomim is the other way, that Shimon is entitled to keep it, that Ruben is entitled to keep it, and Shimon not. So Rashi Shimon is that any king in the Rabbono is not affected with the Raisi. So, according to the Blazer, that Suke also requires Lohem, just like Lume. So the Mele would be ancient, but we don't pass like Rablezer. So we pass like Rabbonon, that Sukkot Shulo is Sheo, only Sukkot Zulo is Psula. So the Mele, so that's why according to all the Sheo, they were ancient in the Suke, because we don't pass like Rablezer. So even if we say that the king of the Rabbonon is not affected by Isaac, so it's not Lohem. So it is Shulah, but Ksuma it isn't. Because there's the law of Hefkebez and Hefkeah, that when a person takes something, keeps something that is not his, but he does it with the authority of the Chachomim, so it's not Gezel. So Ksuma it is. As whether it is Shavoy or not, then depends upon the Machlekes, Rashi, and the other Shavoy. Hij schoot al uit dat de konol of de domo, dat kon smorgisch, en dan prima in karrets in de hoede, die jaskos se kosten. Die niets le maasch, want die kon schiebe, die in een kever. Dan wordt, wat kan de wachidisch is het? We know there is dat kon se shobi. But we could say, when were the chachomim misakin dat kon se shobi, if somebody doesn't slumber, a bean, a lag of wood, and he incorporates it into his house. So incorporated in such a way that it should last for a very long time. ma c'è anche il vicario sempre di Puzze Tandesuke, so his intention was not to maintain it for a very long time, just for 7 days, so maybe it doesn't involve such a hardship, so maybe that the conversation doesn't apply, so here she is, no, inasmuch as it was incorporated into the this Biennale of Suke for 7 days, so for the duration of the 7 days it's considered like a Biennale. So maybe the conversation in the so la conversazione cioè non è in carezza di un volume di altre cose l'inizio maschio con cinque più niente so di nuovo essere uscite mai stelle enzi ma un tempo e il cinque scritta o hai un scritta in voi come maschio hanno mille di gap scivo ha un gozo a scivo volte bene vi scivole i bettine e i fini il tit va più lato a scivo non migliore di quello because then it involves in one charge uscite manche leizi da uno mio cos leizi si va bene e dopo leizi mi scrive anche il dom ci puoi se più che mi sta cosa sciogno della fuori geise do mi sa un mozzo di tra un maschi mi sve vi chiedo di fine hanno le chiogne in corpo va tome io mi scosso la più de maschi o ma come maschi che tu vuoi la vuoi sa di maschi non vuoi essere ma essere poi hoda a tu poi hoda per dire sopra un accio resti a destra di un accio hodo minimo so come se the tribute is on un accio valore because he holds un accio un resti ma c'è anche in esti high of age so the tribute was made in his force why? Because the Torah says hodo cabeza so so un ruolo che voglio capire dopo fa anche più che in idea gli altri non è mai lo la poesia il ogni contro lui è fornito faccio che la camera si è discoscia e la figlia si è smolo di essere caldo non è mai lo mai caldo la luce di voi odo so il serai che lui è molto ritrovato sotto la contro lui è quello che con il caldo la vita in un cervello che capi esplorin fuori Vimo io poi che se sin de tova comes in capois noi el capois min style like coffers so the male that's a special dress a cosa that the leaves have to be joined together not if the leaves are spread out lo ripoglio o capite cosa you say that capite cosa che vai a fare la tavolina e la tavola di un saluto con il mio nei due di un de ma il taglio la pisci un po' odo la ricordo di un de you cannot take a string and be able to work together with that as the robes but you have to use a leaf of the robes in order to tie the robes with that as the robes so you go as you why does that be you de insist or can be naked that can be the leaf of the ruler not with something else because of odor if it is stylus with the string so with the thread it's not odor so it's a guy in the tribute applies the theme of odor to ruler my time will happen to be good odor no no ma come ha to receive ha to reach in that was if it is a derivative of the country so then it can be used for me even though when you use a sieve to tie it so it's meaning but it just doesn't look nice so from the point of view of hodo it should not make any difference whether you tie it with a sling or you tie it with a sieve so obviously the time is not because it's inconsistent with hodo but there's another reason that my time is going to be or something so that we're going to have it you might say that I'm going to have it I'm going to have it in other words because the leadership is that the health of the mitzvah is not each individual need by itself according to other prophet today so each need by itself is the health of the mitzvah so that way we have to take two healths of mitzvah and we have to take four healths of mitzvah according to our we have to take an aspect and we have to take all the aspects according to everyone is not tied with our mitzvah so but according to Rabbanon that each need by itself 4 minutes But each me by itself is the Hetzel Mitzvah. So we have four Hetzel Mitzvahs. Mashiach the Kotra Dune. So there are two Hetzel Mitzvahs. The Essay is the Hetzel Mitzvah. And the Lulev, the good of the Lulev, with the Adasim Nagobis, gets the other Hetzel Mitzvah. So the Hetzel Mitzvah consists not just of the Lulev, not of the Adasim, not of the Nagobis, but of the good, the bundle of the Lulev, together with the Adasim and the Nagobis. So the Mele, if he uses Shaloi Kibine, so the Mele, it's a union of all cases. So he's amazing. So that's why he is in it in our name. Now let's see the Rashi. Loi machino. Loi hukshimu mitzelizeru. So that's Rashi. That because the Gemara says that kalachina hodom don me'atzmei. So Rashi shite all over Shasi. That only Kalachimber, so the Chazal, can be used by themselves without the Kabbalah, the Sinai. Mashiach came on the other village at the end of the session, they're not after the Zereshon, whether it's Zereshon or Fatislaw or Hekesh. Any Droshe, other than Kalachimber, requires a Kabbalah. It cannot be used without the Kabbalah. Tensis is Israel Kanash, and Tensis Shitin is that only Zereshon requires a Kabbalah. But all the other projects do not require it. But this is the Rashi. He says, the Mashiach will be able to do it. Do we need to read the Shmatz in the Kodok? Do we need to read the Shmatz in the Kodok? Our essence will have to be Hodok. The Hodok is the Rashi will have to do it. Even Rosh in the morning. Can be done with Shlei Ben Azar. Because the question is, what does Hodok mean? So, what Pshat in Hodok means is beautiful. So, that but then another pshat is Hadol Bilonim Shalom Shalom. So it says a contra Bute Hotom means beautiful, not just that it's Dol Bilonim Shalom Shalom. So Kapoy Vosh Nasir Tanjis Yom Om and it is a rule. How would I be shining? Kurish Shalom Yah, I feel the sea, my God is a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit. מן הקריפ או פעם אותי שדברים הם דילים ומערבות ולבד שיהיה סענו איתן רבו לא סבב משמעות אלו שניתנו כשסוף עבור לצור אחד אם כך כל הדגל הוא נלחב מן המיצר ומוצאים לו בלטייסי עם יעד מין חמיש so ובעשרי מבוי רבי להודו so you say that we do it in Spain that is the kind of which is possible because the Torah mentions Hodo, of course the Torah mentions Hodo. But Hodo means in the contrabuddy, it's beautiful. Uves, like we call it a good Hodo, but Tanya Abbas, we should go with Chiefs and Pierce and Merka, and see my way. Going what's a yes, we are going to push with women, with the Barache. Knushi shaving. Knushi is a little bit dry. So that's Kosha. Yveishi means completely dry. Yveishi, sorry. The beauty made Raf Yveishi is shaving. ויאמר רבי דמייסה בבני כוחים שאין אישי אשר הוא רבייה לבני בניהם אומר אומרו לו אם משום ראיה אם שעשתך קראיה אם שעשתך קראיה so רבי יהודה try to deduce the mentioned ראיה from the בני כוחים that they were accustomed to live over as a Yerusha for their grandchildren. Now, obviously, you left it over to Yerusha, so it was very dry. You cannot stay fresh throughout the year, so it has to be dry and still the Omerish, the grandchildren. So that means that the Chachim were accustomed to use the Lulavim that were plucked, let's say, many years, 50 years before. So that's only your age. So it's a raya that your age is kosher. That's the raya that Rabbi mentioned. On the way, so the Chom said Rabbi, Mishom raya, isha satrak raya. Isha satrak raya. Koton emir, sabi da imir, afirei, shikshemi, mai rabah esri, kloi alula. Nikrachim. שאינדורים עמוקים פרדסים, ונתקורים מיצויים, ונתקורים מיצויים שם. ונתקורים מיצויים שם. Some suffering merchants, years ago. So, Some suffering that they can do it, they can make a lot of money. In other words, they can. The main problem of suffering of anything is that there is something that remains over unsolved. So, someone, a certain world, advised a slave merchant years ago that he has no problem. Let's say, all the slaves that he doesn't sell 1 year, he should put them in the freezer, and then we'll be able to keep them from year to year. I mean, that will be a source of revenue for them. But there is one mistake. Of course, if you keep it in the freezer, so then it will remain fresh. Fresh it will be, it will not be yomish if you keep it in the freezer. But then there will be another problem. It will be kosher. You see, so anyway, because of that, it won't be kosher. But in those days, so they didn't have any freezers, so anyway, so it necessarily had to be dry. Omama, kishem shem peirsi mihem kach in misif nalei. Pshite, mao detene, hoi vom rab yude. Nur zur Hagit, wie mein Seminar hin, heile gute Koje, heile gute Koje, komm mal. So, Kimura ist die Kashi. How does the price say? Kishen, Kishen, Pirsi. Why does the price have to tell us? Kishen, Kishen, Pirsi, and Kashi, we see now here. That's obviously so. So, Kimura says, no, we could say that according to the Yude, if Nur is Zor Hagit, so mainly you can be Macy also. Can raise him also because Halechudikoy and Halechudikoy. Now this Gemara is very strange because from this Gemara appears to be contrary, diametrically opposed to the Gemara before. Because the Gemara before, the Gemara said, "Well, my time will be lost because of our will of Zorachai. We might see Nachmini Halechavim." So from that Gemara it appears that where is it more likely to be possible? If you have an extra meal, according to Rabbi, according to Rabbi, according to Rabbi, you have, it's more likely to be possible as a result of an extra meal, because who lets all have it? And from this Gemara, it appears just in the verse. So the Gemara has the kasha, pshite, what kind of chidesh is it? So the Gemara says, no, it is a chidesh. Because I could say, according to Rabbi, since he says, who lets all have it? So the mind says, who lets all have it? So I will have the koyim, I will have the koyim. And the contrary, according to the more before, so where is it more likely to apply the swarm of Al-Hudikoy, Al-Hudikoy? According to Rabbah. But according to Rabbah, that Lulab is so haggard, so we cannot say Al-Hudikoy, Al-Hudikoy. So in other words, this more appears to be diametrically opposed to the more before. So that's the discussion. How you go about the Lulab so haggard, in my semina achille, Al-Hudikoy, Al-Hudikoy. Teime, kosh mir rabonon, di mash mir mir und rabbin mir shim tzor khage. Di yagit lo yimi nache, habo ich habe ich es amini, aber rabonon dei tzor khage tloi, da ich khude koi ma le khude koi, lo khname, that's what the more before says, and the more in Sanhedrin says the same thing that the more before says. Vi ho khname am bin behen tzor khage khloki, ka bi kol amis in Korea, di sviro le bule bin tzor khage, hay le khude koi, hay le khude koi. Hayu chudikoy. Today the Gemara is discussing the din of zot mamre. So, if it's zot mamre, so there is a halacha that is zot mamre according to Rabbi Yude. That's another din of Rabbi Yude. I mean, but has nothing to do with this Rabbi. So, according to Rabbi Yude, the chiyuv of zot mamre is only if the zot mamre is chiyuv from the best nagodu in a manner that is as daily there is a chiyuv kores and Al-Shugosi Chavos. So in other words, if there is an Afkemini in a Chiyuv Kores, Bizon, or Chatos, Bishayvei, so if there is such an Afkemini between what the Nagoro Pasmo and between what the Zogmanda Pasmo, then there is a Chiyuv Nisa. But suppose the Zogmanda Pasmo, contrary to the Sviroi of the Nagoro, but there is in that Afkemini, there is in that Afkemini, so then there is no chiyuvis, of course, it's even allowed, but it's also the Zotmanre. But he is not chayiv, is not high risk. For example, let's say, if let's say this Nagoya pass through the Dan Kaddish Bisura Amoye in the Kodeshis, and then the Zokumamoya pass through the Dan Kaddish Bisura Amoye in the Kodeshis, so then there is an afternoon in the few problems, the lazy, or a few chattos bishay. Because according to the Pesach of Beit Nagoru, that Dan Kaddish Bisura Amoye is in the Kodeshis, so let's say, if Ruben would be Kaddish Amish, would be Bisura Amoye. And then, so according to all your best number, she is not Kodeshes. If somebody is in Zan with her, he will not be Chayiv Kodesh. According to the way of the Zohar Mamre, he is in Kodeshes. So if somebody will be in Zan with her, he will be Chayiv Kodesh. And if he will be more or shaky, he will be Chayiv Chatos. According to the way of the Zohar Mamre, according to the way of the Nabon Mat, so there is enough to be there. In Idobo, Shemzdeinei Kodesh, and Mishkogose Chatos. But suppose this is the best Nagoru fasting the Shaila in Tume Bitar. There is no afternoon in the day, there's a mountain fasting differently. There is no afternoon in Goma Shahid. In Tume Bitar, they could also something, let's say, in his stomach, so then he enters the Bisamikdosh, he is higher, but I mean, in another Shaila. In another Shaila, let's say in Ure, or in Tzitzis. So they're not. So then there is no things except in one aloha, in fear. If the Zokmamra will, if the Beznagotu will pass the Yoroi in fear, and then the Zokmamra will pass in contrary to the Yoroi of Beznagotu. So in other words, so then there is a fear. This is a special aloha. Why? Because here, because Komamesi Gerei, in other words, if it's not Dogo, she'll stay the chorus, but if there is an Achtimine in something, where the basic is a Gerea, so maybe there is still a huge Misa for the Zachman. In other words, let's say, there's an Achot Pasti that we had to have four parishes. Four parishes. Four party. In Fiyun Shalosh. Four parishes. And then the not five, and then the Zokmamra will pass, no, five batim in the three Shalosh. So remember, there is no Achtimine in Lomo Shechidim, the Kores, the Zohim, and Chatos, the Sheikh. There is no Achtimine, but there is, it's in Lomo Shechidim, it's great, because as a result of the Psat by the Zokmamra, that you have to put in, you have to make five batim in the three Shalosh, not four, so maybe what will be his mercy, but that is tasteless in the oil, because as a result of putting in five batim in the three Shalosh, he will not be able to do the kind of mitzvah. He's not in the kind of mitzvah. So the Gemara says that we can only visualize in connection with film that Kolam is in Korea, but by Ruben not. So the Gemara is the Kashi. So the Gemara points out. So the Gemara says, "Avochanana amrinu behel yeter karech loki. Kavikol amitzi goreya. Vitzvira lo yuna vitzol chage. Hayichude koye vehayichude koye." So the Gemara do not say kol amitzi goreya. So the Gemara, there is no chiyuv of Zokmamre. When we say that there is a chiyuv of Zokmamre, we say if it's a result of his own, that is contrary to the oil of Blessed Nagoru, so that means that you will not be able to become the mitzvah. Anyone who will rely on the oil of Blessed Nagoru, so let's say, they will put in five batim in Tiyun Shalosh, so as a result of that, so the Kila Mitzvah of Tfilm will be impossible, will be precluded. Mashiach came by Ulev, according to the Rabbon of Rabbon, according to Rabbon of Rabbon, that Ulev ain't so happy. According to the Bude in the Haname. So they by Ulev, we also have a case of Kalamis in Korea. In other words, let's say, there's the Nagoru Paschim that you have to be Miyage in three Ulev, Hadassim and Avos. And then the Zokmamre Paschim, no, you have to put in form, you have to be Miyage in form. Ulev, Hadassim and Avos, and the peach too. And all the flower. and the flower to some melee, he will not even be able to become the mitzvah according to that. If you do it like this, he'll take you a leaf of the ruler and he'll tie the ruler and the adasim and the hobbes and the rose, a flower. So melee will not even become the mitzvah. Mashiachin, according to the Rabbon, that you have been to have it. So of course, the flower is of no importance. It's no importance. But suppose someone, instead of being added the ruler together with that, that's not obvious, so he will put in the igud in rose also. The rose are really a flower. He will still be becoming the mitzvah. Because so the Gemara says, according to Rabbanon, so there is no chiyuv mitzvah of mamre, because as a result of the roye of the zok mamre, the kiyum mitzvah of ruev will not be precluded. Will still be. So according to Rabbi Yude, it will be precluded. Because the heft of the mitzvah consists, according to Rabbi Yude, of the good bubble of Ruhe Matas and Arobes, and he took a bubble and a good of Ruhe Matas and Arobes and the rose. So it's a different heft of the mitzvah. So anyway, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin says the same thing that the Gemara and the Fabadale from the Arab says, that it's more likely to be possible according to Rabbi Yude and according to Rabbanon. And here the Gemara says just the reverse. Mao the Teine, Hoyim Rav Rabbi Yude, Tzorchadim, Maizin Achille, Hay Luchudikoye, Luchudikoye, Esi, Luchudikoye, Luchudikoye, is only Alibi Rabbi Yude, and not Alibi, the Rabbanon, on the contrary, Alibi Rabbanon, we can say Hay Luchudikoye, Luchudikoye, but not Alibi Rabbi Yude. It's a very strong question. The Yishleim HaSukim says, raise the very strong Hashem Kisvah, gives a very simple fact. Yeshua, the Hoch HaMaile, Vishenei Sein Ein Sein Chutz Le'Adi Berabi. In other words, of course, if he puts the extra meal in the bundle, in the Adet, so then it's more likely to become possible Alibi Berabi Yude than Alibi Berabon. Because Alibi Berabon, it doesn't have to be Yude. So Meile, if you flip the meal, it doesn't matter. Because the heft of the mitzvah consists of each meal separately, not of the igud. But when the Gemara says here, "Ma'ale teina hoyu bomer abudah lulev tzor chaget," so we could say that according to Rabbi Yude, there is more reason to say that it's not possible. It doesn't matter. Then according to Rabbanon, the Gemara here is referenced to a case where, let's say, he puts a rose outside of the igud. He's the other in the Udev and he had asked in the office. And then, outside of that, he makes another Udev below and he ties a rose to the Udev. So, in such a case, in the case where the extra meaning is together with another meaning, so then on the contrary, according to Rabbi Yude, there is more of a reason to become possible. Because it changes the whole subject matter of the heft of the mitzvah. The heft of the mitzvah consists of a bundle of the three meaning, and he makes it that he takes a bundle and good of four meaning. But suppose he makes the good of the three meaning, and then he puts a rose next to it as he holds it. Or he ties it in a different place in the Ruvah. So then, there is more of a reason to say that according to Rabbi Yude it wouldn't be possible. Because after all, according to Rabbi Yude, the whole heft of the mitzvah consists of the mean that are inside the good. But this is outside the good. So it's like taking it separately. At a different time, I could say that. So come on. This is what is written in King Yehoshua Tezves. So the question is, why does the price say, Kishen Shin Pirsimon, Kachim Sifin Aleyem? And the reason is why the price had to mention it, because I could argue that according to Rabbi Yude, if he puts, let's say, an extra meat, a flower, he'll put outside the wood, so then it should be. It should preclude the Kilamitze. So Kamash learned that he cannot do it. Why not? After all, according to the Yehuda, that the Truva is so hard. So the Meire, when he puts an extra meaning outside the Yehud, so it's not worse than inside the Yehud, the Kohen Rabbah. So isn't it the Kalachim of logic that even Kohen Rabbah, an extra meaning doesn't matter? Even within the Yehud, so as Kama Rechamo, an extra meaning outside the Yehud, according to Rabbi Yehuda, certainly shouldn't matter. The Yeshlema, the Roydom, if she egged, you shall be in the Hashik Kimates, you should be in the Kedah and Duos, you mean she will not be looking at the Duos of Kedekan, Ave la Bure, the Boy Ade, he should be Hashik Kimates, he be Agudos, the Hwaku, the Shmiki, the Duos, the Hoha, the Hoha, the Hoha, the Mice, the Achine, the Mice, the Achine, the Mice, the Achine, the Mice, כי הוא חוץ לעדת חושב כמייסי ויקוש כמי רבון ויקוש כמי רבון אם אני רואה ציסה לספר ציסה לספר אבל אז אין לך מה איף גלימור ובפור אני מדע לבסט ולקום את רבון איף יעם יעדת את שלוי בימיני איף יעם יעדת את שלוי בימיני סודן סודן לקום את רבון הוא לא זמנת. It doesn't matter if you are mad at your kid. So certainly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you put in another meaning and chutzli good, so it certainly shouldn't matter. Shouldn't matter. Because the chetz of the mitzvah consists of the good. So if you put, if you join it to outside the good, so it shouldn't matter according to Rabbi Yehuda. But when does the Gemara say that according to Rabbon, you can use, you can react with something that is not the meaning of the words? Let's say, so according to Rabbon, according to Rabbi, you cannot tie the Hadassim and the Avodes and the Lulev with a flower. Suppose you want to take a big flower, a big rose, and tie it, use that in lieu of a string, and tie the Hadassim and the Avodes in the wood. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot do it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can take a flower and tie the Hadassim and the Avodes in the wood together. You can do it. So that's over there, because when you tie a flower, let's say, around the wood and the Hadassim and the Avodes, so the flower is not set up kiderah v'dvos. Now, how can you be kind of mitzvah when you take the formula? So the halacha is, you can only be kind of mitzvah if you hold that kiddush dvos the way it grows on the tree. Let's say the esrog, so you have to hold it in such a way that the pitten will be on top and the wood cakes will be on the bottom. If, suppose you invert the esrog and the wood cakes is on top and the pitten is at the bottom, you're not behind the mitzvah. So that's a prerequisite for the kima mitzvah. The material has to be there with. There has to be there with. Now, when you take a flower and you tie it around the lulav and around the basket of us, so the flower is not maintained in the position of the rosh. So the neighbor comes to the rabbanon. There is nothing wrong in tying the lulav and the hadassim and the avodes with the flower. And he's not able to taste it. When will it be? If he'll take in his hand, he'll take the lulav, he'll take the hadassim, the avodes, and the flower will also be kept there and lost. So then he'll be able to taste it. Then we'll be able to taste it. But we'll take the flower and ties it in a horizontal way. And so the position of the flower is not there, we will say, it's not able to taste it. It's not able to taste it. And the same thing will be true according to Rabbi Yehuda. If, let's say, if he will not tie it, but he'll tie with the leaf, he'll tie the hadassim and the aromas and the lulav with the leaf of the lulav. And then Heliotheric and the Heliotheric flower with it, and the inverted flower will not hold it down, you are saying, so then it will be all right. When does the Gemara say that the Kolta Rabiude, it will involve Valdesi? That is, if he will tire, let's say, with the flower. So then it will involve Valdesi, even though the position of the flower will not be balanced. So, this is what the Gemara is saying. The way it is, the Chiyed, the Shalim, the Nehim, the Chashit, the Nehisi, the Shalim, the Nehisi, 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 the it's still invalid, Valdesi. Because since it has to be Yuget, and whenever you are Magid, so the thing that is Magid is not held up, Yosef. And still, Rabbi says that if you use for Yigut something that is not Yine, it involves Valdesi, some Mele. So we see that the contributed. Even if you hold the Shalokidah and Rosay, it still involves Valdez. The Chalakudi Shalokidah and Rosay, the Hoche Afil Rabbinikoma, the Maisimina Achime, the Noketway Kidah and Rosay, the Afil Chutzme Agit Hoshin Kibesi, because he is holding the Kidah and Rosay, because the Rabbah, the Hoche the Koma Bissahed, remind of Amin Zor Had, Hai Nechulikon, Hai Nechulikon. So many years of Mamma will pass contrary to the Pesach of Bez Nagoyo, he'll not be Chayim Nisei, because it's not Kolam Yisi Gereya. Hayim, they say Kolam Yisi Gereya. The way we are meeting Mitzri Yotso, and what they are about Teisi. Rash, the Michal, if you come to the Bible, you can't be Shemu, you can't be Israel, when you stop the Hayim Rabono, but for Taya, the way you had it, but for Hochem, you can't be about Teisi. The Hayim, you can't be Noket, you can't be Noso. Now, so we have three columns, this. We have three clawing distances. One claw is that if you are messy, you put in an extra meaning. When the person takes the four meaning, he takes in another meaning, he takes in his head another meaning, he takes in rose, a flower, a lily, any other meaning, and he holds the flower there on the side, so then it is also even according to the Rabbah. Even according to the Rabbah. But according to the Rabbanon, who say that you have been Zohar Chaget, so suppose a Jew, when he takes the four meaning, the aspect together with the Ruach, the Das and the Arodes, he'll also take a rose, and he'll hold it there at the Wasson, he'll be Mikhail the Mitzvah of Mekach and Bachem, but he'll be either Allah the Eis. He's in about this. But it's not Kolamese Gereya. It will not negate the Kima Mitzvah. But he will be either the Allah of this. If he, according to Rabbanon, if together with the Eswik and the Ula and the Latas and the Rodes, he'll take a rose also. Or take a peach, an apple, an orange. So he will be able to, but it will not negate the Kirma Mitzvah from Kachmach. Mashiach came according to Rabbi, who says, Ula Tzorchage, so don't you be kind of Mitzvah, you have to tie it around with the leaf of the Ula, all the four meanings. He'll take a leaf of the Lua, and he'll tie it not only around the Lua from that Asim Davodes, but around the rose also. Around the rose also. So then, he will not even be the kind of meat. He will not even be the kind of meat. And suppose he'll take a rose and he'll tie with the rose, he'll tie the Hadass and the Hadass and the Mule, so again he will not be Mikhail Mitzvah. Not only will be able to take it, he will again not be Mikhail Mitzvah. Now, according to the Rabbanon, that we have made Zohar Chagah, so you are allowed to have Chile to tie it with the rose. With the rose. That ending. Why? Because it's not the worst. But to take the rose and hold it together with the Mule, according to the Rabbanon, you're not allowed. But if you do it, it will not negate the kilometers. Now we have to understand. So he says, the Hashmi had the camera video turned out, which is the way of the Mitzvah, and we still have a bond of the Tai, the way of it. But you can't see, V'haini kigeli dinoket lidalos. I mean, what's the pshat in these days? So many clothes. Now, I hope that I have it in the pshat in these days. I mean, he said it that the Rambam means, but the Rambam means he's not here to us. So my father said, it's pshat in these days, that there are two kinds of baltesi. There is a baltesi when someone is missing in the heft of the missing. And there is a baltesi when someone is missing in the mindset. Where is missing in the mindset. For example, if somebody puts in 5 batim in the Tefillin Shalosh instead of 4 batim and 4 parshas, he makes the Tefillin the same that makes the Tefillin of 5 batim and 5 parshas. In other words, we have to have 4 batim. Kaddish, where you can be Acho, Shema, Beholim Shemeya, and then he put on cloth and he wrote another parasha. He wrote, let's say, the parasha of Parasha Sisi, so by Hebra, and then he put in another balance. And he made it real. So then there is a baltesi in the heft of the mitzvah. Because the heft of Tefillin consists of 4 batim, in each balance, one parasha being placed, and he, instead of making a tefillin of 4 batim, so he made a tefillin of 5 batim. So there is a tefillin in the heft of the mitzvah. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is also a baltesi of in the ma'asanit. For example, the Gemara says, Hayoshim Yishmi Bisukelek. That's not a word in the Kutzlak. Hayoshim Yishmi Bisukelek. So if somebody will sleep in the Sukel or live in the Sukel in Shemitzve and Shemitzeres and Eretz Yisroel, who be Chayim Malkes? Oh, the Kutzlak, so Shemitzeres, so Yamahuyev. If he'll sleep in the Sukel and Sukhas Torel, we should meet him. Not because he enjoys sleeping because of the fresh air, but because of the mitzvah, so the higher baltesi. So there, the baltesi, if you say the baltesi, but is there a baltesi in the heft of the mitzvah? Is the same heft of the mitzvah, is the sukkah, but he's mazing in the mindset. He's mazing in the mindset. So he's also in the baltesi. Now, if somebody will take use it film, that has 5 batim, so he won't say, he can't say, so long can't I. All right, he was in the baltesi, but the mitzvah of Tefillin, he was mikayim, because after all, yesh b'chol masayim on it. So the 5 batim contained the 4 batim also. No, it's not like that, because the heft of the mitzvah of Tefillin consists of 4 batim, and he made it Tefillin, he put on his head a Tefillin of 5 batim, it's another heft, it's another entity. It's another entity. So not only is he a baltesi, he's chayav malkes for baltesi. He's not mikayav the mitzvah tefillin. He's a kakaf for the monach tefillin. Because there was a suffering taste in the heft of the mitzvah. But suppose somebody dwelt in the sukkah the 7 days in the Eretz Yisrael. Then, so he wanted to be more full than the Torah requires him. So he slept in the sukkah and Shmiat Atzeres also. So it's high monkeys because of baltesi. But can anyone say that that will be retroactively determined that the 7 days of sukkahs where he slept in the sukkah, he was not the kind of mitzvah? Of course not. Because the fact that he was, why not? Because here there was no change in the heft of the mitzvah. In the 7 days of sukkahs, he didn't kill, but the Torah told him to dwell 7 days, and he dwelled in Eretz Yisrael 8 days. So he was able to baltesi in the Maisa Mitzvah, but not in the Heretz of the Mitzvah. Not in the Heretz of the Mitzvah. So the Mitzvah of the Mikai. So Tesis says like this. Even according to the Rabbon, who said that Ruvah Beitzor Chaget, so the Mele, if a person will take, instead of the Esrik and the Adasim and the Avodes and the Lulev, he'll take another one. He'll take an Esrik and the Adasim and the Avodes and the Lulev and the rose, the flower. So, according to the Rabbanon, even if he'll be miyagin the flower together with the Lulev and the Adasim and the Avodes, It will not negate the Skema Mitzvah. You will count the Mitzvah fully. But it will be higher Malkis for all cases. Because there is no cases. Since Lulav is in Zorachagel, so the heft of the Mitzvah consists of each year separately. In other words, therefore, you have to take four heftes of Mitzvahs. You have to take an Esther, you have to take a Dasim, you have to take a Robes, you have to take a Lulav. Four separate heft of Mitzvahs. You can call it, I mean, it's part of the one part of the heft of Mitzvah. You can call it whichever way you want. But in other words, so the Hadassi is higher who they call him, higher who they call him. So in any way, if he takes together with the four meaning, he takes a flower also, or he takes a peach also, whatever meaning, and he holds the peach or the flower there also, he's even allowed the rice. Why? Because he's Macy from the Maisa Mitzvah. The Torah tells you to take, for me you take, you Maisa Mitzvah, you make a Mitzvah of time. So it changes, it affects the character of the Maisa Mitzvah. But we can say, yes, the Torah is ironic. True, he changed the Maisa Mitzvah, but the Maisa Mitzvah of the Mitzvah of time is yes, the homicide money includes an Intilla 4-2, but he's not allowed to be Macy in the Maisan Mitzvah. Not allowed to be Macy. But the subject matter of the Mitzvah remains the same, even though he, together with the four meaning, he took a flower, a rose. It doesn't matter. Hayahudikoy. So it's not in Macy in the Gereya, but the law is in. Why? Because of the thesis in the Maisan Mitzvah. So since the Kitzes is only in the Maisa Mitzvah, so it's only Shayach if he takes it there of the Bura. Because when the Torah tells every Jew to take four meaning, how does the Torah require the Jew to take the four meaning? There of the Bura. So anyway, in order to be made in the Maisa Mitzvah, only if he takes the fifth meaning, also there of the Bura. But if he takes the rose and inverts it the other way, so then he's not in about this. Because there is no thesis in the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah has to be done in Darag Ruah, Mitzvah Darag Ruah. And if he takes the rose, not Darag Ruah, so he doesn't do any of it. He doesn't do any of it. But if he takes the rose together with the four meaning, Darag Ruah, then he's even allowed the Raisa. But he doesn't negate the Kima Mitzvah because there was no thesis in the heft of it. Mashiach in contrast to that. The words are Hagel, so the Heftz of the Mitzvah consists of the good of these three meaning. And suppose he puts in the fourth meaning? So in Melee, he changes his Macy. He is Macy in the Heftz of the Mitzvah. He is Macy in the Heftz of the Mitzvah. If he is Macy in the Heftz of the Mitzvah, so in Melee, he took a different Heftz of the Mitzvah. So it's basically there, not only is he able to love the Heinz, not only is he able to love the Heinz. Of Valdezi, it negates the Kima Mitzvah, and then something else. If he's lagging with the rose, not with the leaf of the Ruwe, so then, even though it's not the Ruwe, but since every good, so it's not the Ruwe, and when you are lagging with the leaf of the Ruwe, so it's not the Ruwe either. So the heft of the Mitzvah consists of the three meaning. Being muted in the leaf. So anyway, and even though the leaf is not there anymore. So in other words, so the thing that is miyagit is always an integral part of the heft of the mitzvah, but it's not maintained in the position of the Rebbe. So anyway, if instead of being miyagit with the leaf of the Rebbe, he will be miyagit with the flower. So again, he'll be in about AC and from again Kima Mitzvah because there will be a change in taste in the character of the heft of the Mitzvah, of the subject matter of the Mitzvah. That's why taste says it. So I mean, so the whole taste is clear. In other words, there are two Baltesis. There is a Baltesi in the heft of the Mitzvah, and then there is a Baltesi in the Maisan Mitzvah. So far as the Israel Baltesis is concerned, it doesn't, so we are into that cloud. Either way, Yeah, even that love, either way, as for the, but there is one actually. If there is a tasteless in the heads of the mitzvah, so then it's mesigereya. So it negates the kira mitzvah. But if you are mesig in the ma'isa mitzvah, so it doesn't negate the kira mitzvah. It doesn't negate the mitzvah. And then there is another argument. Now the halachim is that partaking this money is very kavanah. So partaking shalom this money is very kavanah. But partaking this money does not work. In other words, let's say, suppose someone will sleep and she not says in the suki. Not, but he will not be mechaved to be mechaved in the midst of the suki station. Okay, because he enjoys sleeping in the suki. Because of the fresh air. So then there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. Because that shalom is mine. That shalom is mine. But suppose somebody will tell the sinfer to make for him a king shall wash a pipe button and then he'll put it on him, but he will not do it. He will not do it in order to become a mitzvah, but just to experiment to see, I mean, how it fills with pipe button, how it is, it affects the fire. I mean, whether it's comfortable or not comfortable, there will be high marks. Why? Because this the more sense the fair. That if it's with money, let's say, five batim in the tefillin, even shalom mikavane, could be chalut malchus. But it's not because money, shalom is money. That shalom is money means it's about tensive in the mindset. Shalom is money. And this money is about tensive in the heads of the mitzvah. In other words, if you are Macy in the Baisan Mitzvah or the Hebrew Mitzvah. So when is it Tosea? If you do it, the Kabbalah to be Macy. But if you don't take the Kabbalah to be Macy in the Baisan Mitzvah. So what's wrong? So the Torah didn't ask, right? Machaikin in the Tasteless is in the heart of the Mitzvah. So then the Torah asked them, even though you don't take the Kabbalah and Shem Mitzvah. Right, anyway. So that's the Pshan. Alright, okay. We'll be looking.